Welcome to the How to Change a Million Lives Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. And this presentation is actually given by myself, so I get to introduce myself. I'm Tanya Hoffman. I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association, amongst other things that I do, including a lot of coaching on branding. And so that's what I wanted to talk today about, is branding you. So a lot of times people, you know, they decide, I'm going to be a speaker, or I'm going to be the fill in the blank, singer, TV show, radio show host, you know, name it. And then they start sounding like the person that they are wanting to emulate. So not only does it completely discount everything that they do, because when you try to be somebody else, guess what? You don't resonate with anyone, because you can't resonate with someone that you're not, right? And it was really hard for me. So I don't want to ever make it sound like this is easy, because we all do it. Every single one of us, we start emulating other people. And what I wanted to make sure that you understand with that is that it is okay, because that is part of really what it is to be human, and realistically what it is to be even a mammal. So you can join in and find something new to do, right? And the first thing we do is we go look at who's doing it successfully. I mean, if you look at babies, you know, the mama claps her hands, the baby claps his hands. We're learning from somebody else by duplicating what we see, especially done with the way that is attractive to us. So really, there is no problem, right, in doing this. The problem really turns out when you're trying to do it in a way that's not authentic to you. So what you do is you see what you like, you try it on, you put the, you know, the outfit on, and then you, does it feel like you? Because there's a lot of things that we can implement and imitate that is us. So it's not that it's completely wrong. It's just another kind of onset of what do we actually need to do to make ourselves stand out. So I want to encourage you to start looking at different ways that you see that you like from other people. And I want you to ask yourself a question. Why does it stand out to you? So when I look at opportunities, you know, I see somebody do something. So back in 2010, I decided I'm going to be an official speaker, right? So I went out and I started looking at, who do I see that I liked what they do? Now I went to an event, and this was probably about 2012. And I was actually one of the speakers. It was kind of one of my first kind of bigger speaking things. There was like 50 people in the audience. I'm like, ooh. And there was a lady there that, you know, she has actually been speaking for a little bit longer than me. And she was speaking in front of 100 to 500 people, right? So of course I was looking up to her, but I also wanting to know what was working and what wasn't working for her. So when you find somebody that you want to, you know, you like something that they do, ask them the question, does this work for you? If so, why? And what do you find that doesn't work? Because that's usually even a better question than the previous one. So you start looking at, so I went up to Elizabeth and I said, Hey, Elizabeth, I noticed that you're handing out little contest forms. Now, back in 2012, and you still see it nowadays, was people were asking for people for their business card or just their email address so that they could send them a PowerPoint or whatever. They were just trying to lead generate the contact information. So a lot of people still do that. And there's nothing wrong with it. But she had this whole form that people filled out. It asked questions. It had them circling things. It had them writing in all of their contact information. And I was like blown away because in my head, it was no one would ever take the time to fill out that whole form. So when we had a little break, I went over to her and I said, hey, I see your forms. So does this work? And she goes, oh, it works like a dream. She goes, it does so many things for me. Now, she didn't have time to go into it, but I just took one of the forms and I replicated it to myself. And then I started using it and started tweaking it. Now, this is the concept that you have to get used to. You try something that someone else is doing and then you tweak it. You adjust it so that it fits you. It has to be your personality. The words you choose, the colors you choose, right? There's things that you do that is you. For example, mine are words. So I've simplified my words because I have a speech impediment that comes out. So it's hard for me to say fancy words. You probably even noticed it already. So I try to simplify. And by simplifying, a lot of my words are words that kids will use. So I use the word yippee. I change words like fabulous to fabulousnessness. And people love that. I've gotten known for those words because I use them a lot. So when I implement things on my website, on this form, on anything, I use those words in social media posts, right? If someone's having a birthday, I'm like, yippee, it's your birthday, right? I use the words over and over again. It brands me so that the other day I had an email from a lady and she's like, oh my gosh, I was just at a conference and someone used the word fabulous and I thought of you. I mean, that is real branding. That's what you want. It may be an image. Like I have a lady that starfish were image. So I see a starfish, I think of her. There's a lady who always wears orange. So the other day I saw an orange sports car and I took a picture, you know, really quick on my phone and I snapped it over to her. I said, hey, you need this. Because orange resonated with me and made me think of her. That is branding, is making people think of you. But if it's not authentic, it won't resonate and they won't remember. Okay. So when you're up on stage, if you're on a workshop, if you're on a teleconference like this, if you're on a radio show, if you're talking to somebody one-on-one, notice what people smile at. That's a great way to start realizing what resonates with people. If someone says, oh my gosh, that color looks great on you, that may be a color that you need to choose as your kind of signature color. If there's a word that pops out and people are like, oh, I just love it when you say that, or a phrase that you say that's unique to you. Those are the kind of things that really brand you. Now, let's take it a step further, okay? Things can go quite wrong for you if you decide that your target market doesn't fit your brand. Because I see it all the time, right? People are like, oh, I decided that my target market, right? They're making this whole thing about who they are and who their target market is. So first of all, you got to understand you're walking in with a brand. Right now, you have a brand. Now you could tweak your brand there is only so much tweaking you can do. After that point, it becomes inauthentic. So for example, okay, people love examples, right? So if you walk in and you're telling people that you're a confidence coach, and you walk in, you're quiet, you're kind of slumped over, you sit down, you don't engage, nobody's going to believe you. Your brand is that you're quiet, you're kind of maybe an introvert. That is not what most people think of a confidence coach. I had a guy that used to say he was a builder and he would do roofing and, you know, kind of anything that someone needs to do remodeling wise. But he would walk in this full piece, you know, suit, including a little vesty thing and everything. I mean, it just never resonated. Does this guy really know anything about construction? Because he's not even dressing like he knows anything about it. So you have to kind of match what you say you do. And that's an easy tweak, right? But you also have to match who your audience is. So if your audience is a little bit more conservative, you would dress a little bit more conservative, but you always want to be a little bit more, little bit higher than them, or a little bit different than them, because you want to stand out. So say you're going to go speak in front of financial advisors. Well, you know that most of them are going to be men. They're going to be in suits, right? So you may be, if you're a lady, you may want to wear some type of suit looking outfit. But maybe you have a color that's not gray. Or maybe it's a little more fashionable, just to make yourself stand out a little bit more. But whatever you do, if you're wanting to be a speaker, you're going to walk into the room and they better identify that you're the speaker. All the way down to the headshot that they've been showing on their program guide and their website. If they don't recognize you from your picture, you already lost the crowd because your picture is now inauthentic. How could they trust anything about you if you're not even being authentic with the way you look? So I don't care if that picture of you when you were 20 is your favorite picture of you for all times. Who cares? Take a picture. I do mine every 6 months or at least once a year. Like I'm about to do another host set of pictures. It's about that time again. Did it back in October. Now I'm doing it now in May. Okay. So you got to constantly update yourself because guess what? We get older. And you want to walk in the way you are, especially ladies, if you change your hair often. Every time you change your hair, you're going to have to change that picture. And I know it's a pain. You're like, oh, but all my banners have that other hair. Well, you shouldn't have changed it. I know, because I went from curly to straight, you know. And before that, I was dark hair, went to blonde, right? So you were constantly updating things. It's just what you have to do. It's called being in business. And you want to always be authentic in your approach and who you are. Now, you also have to look at your stage presentations, your webinars, your radio show. If I ask anybody listening what you do, right, and I just ask you a couple questions, you could probably sit there and talk to me about it for at least an hour, probably or 2 or 3 hours, depending on if I kept prodding you, right? I have found very few people that I couldn't sit and actually have a great conversation with for hours and hours. I say that because a lot of people get all freaked out about putting together a presentation. So you already know what you want to say. The best way for you to say it is just to say it. And I know that it gets a little, you know, challenging sometimes because we want to perfect and make things better, which there's no problem with that. But we can over-perfect and we can overdo it. And it happens over and over and over again. I know, I see it all the time. So relax. Enjoy. Have fun. Whatever your personality is, especially if you have a quirky laugh, laugh. Actually, you should always laugh. I've got a client, a past client of mine who you could say he probably has absolutely no personality. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. He has no facial expressions. He barely blinks and is very monotone the entire time. I can't even make my voice that monotone. And I told him, I says, you have this weird, quirky personality, which is an anti-personality, right? It's a non-personality. Use that. So now he does radio shows for geek type of things, right? For Star Wars, Star Trek, you know, the comic books, that kind of thing. And he resonates with those guys. The other thing that I want you to remember with branding is also about filtering. So the more you emphasize your weird qualities, the better. And I know that people get freaked out on their weird qualities, because I know I did. I'm like, oh, my voice is just not, you know, very pretty, or I've got this weird kind of laugh, or my nose is so big, or you know, whatever, right? We all have our thing. But that's what makes you not only unique, but actually does help you stand out. Because I know there's a lady that I know that, oh my gosh, she is just pretty. She has a very normal voice. She laughs, ha, 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 right? Nothing about her stands out. So every time I run into her, I don't care where I am, I never recognize her. I cannot remember this woman. Because there's nothing that pops out at me that puts her into my database in my head to make her be rememberable. So I want you to actually emphasize those crazy qualities about yourself. That's when you know, wow, this is going to be amazing because I don't have to pretend to be anybody else but me. And you will be able to feel it, hear it, you know, everything will click when you become you. Because I know for most of y'all, I'll be talking to somebody before an event and then they get onto the summit or they get, you know, onto stage and suddenly they have a different personality. They become very serious, or they become very flaky, or they become, you know, I'm like, who is that person? That's not the person I was just talking to. And that's what people, everybody hears it. Everybody sees it. Be the same person. And I know it's tough because I remember the time very specifically when I was doing a webinar and I stopped caring. And I know it's backwards, right? When we really care a lot and we're really focused on that perfection and making things better and making ourselves amazing. And then you just stop caring and you're just like exhausted from all of that. And then suddenly everything goes, blows up and everything is amazing because your actual personality comes out. And I don't know why it is. It just is. So you'll know the moment because I had people like, oh my gosh, Tanya, what happened? That was amazing. I can't believe that was the best presentation I ever heard you give, right? And I was like, that's weird. It just happens. It's just what it is. So it's hard to encourage you to stop caring, because it's kind of a condition, I think, that we have, is that we've always trying to perfect ourselves. And again, it's not a bad thing. It just makes it very difficult for you to resonate. Now, what about the people who don't resonate with you? Even better. So here's a concept I want to throw at you. Okay. When you're speaking and you're wanting to really change lives. Now, I'm assuming that all of you that are listening right now really want to change lives. For most people, that's why they get into the industry in some way, is that they really want to see people improve, change, transform, whatever it is that your specialty is, which is awesome. You cannot do that if you're trying to not upset somebody. If you're always focused on that one person in the audience who doesn't like you, you're going to miss out on the 25% of the people who love you. So I want you to remember that 10 to 25% of the people in any given audience does not like you. They don't like what you say. They don't like the way you look. They don't like whatever. Who cares? Because realistically, that bottom 25% of the people, you don't like them either. So who cares? Let them go and be thankful that they go and find somebody else. Instead, focus on the 25% who love you, right? They're ready to do business with you. They're ready to, you know, connect you and to create opportunities for you. Focus on them. And that's when you know it'll start to resonate, because then you really won't care that your presentation isn't perfect, because you are going to be talking to them. And your target market, and this is what people get freaked out when I tell them this, stop with the target market that's, I'm looking for women between the age of 35 and 65 that have, you know, they've got an empty nest and blah, 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 blah. All right. You're talking to usually this group that they've got this idea of this person. Okay. Nowadays, who cares what age they are? You would much rather focus on the person who resonates with you and wants you to be around you and actually gets you than the, you know, the person at the bottom, right? But they fit that target market. She's, you know, 50 years old. She's, you know, empty nester. She's whatever, right? But she doesn't resonate with you. But you're trying to make her a customer, right? So stop focusing and start attracting. Because when you say, I want a target market of, you know, 35 to 65 year old women that, you know, make over $50,000, what you're really doing is you're saying, I'm going to go attack that market. I'm going to attack every woman I see that fits that avatar. Versus, I'm going to open it up and I'm going to look at my core value and I'm going to attract the right people. And I really don't care if it's a 20-year-old who wants to do business with me and wants to listen and I can change her life, or a 99-year-old or that 50-year-old. Because the value of the words that you choose that naturally come out will resonate in the people's ears and in their hearts. And that's really where you want your brand to be. You don't really want it to be in their heads. Do they fit that avatar model? You want it to be in their hearts. Do they feel you? Do they get you? Do they love you? Do they just think that, you know, because I meet people all the time, they're like, oh my gosh, you've got the best laugh. And then I'll meet someone else. Oh my gosh, your laugh is so annoying, right? Well, who do I want to do business with? Who do I want and go to speak in front of? Who do I want to help? Exactly. So focus on the real brand that is you. And I do have an offer right now. If you go to my website, it's Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, Hoffman, and my husband's family doesn't know how to spell it right, so let's get it right. H-O-F, like Frank, but just one of them. M-A-N-N, so Nancy, so 1F2Ns.com. On that website, you will see that I have a contest. And I give away $1,000 coaching session on the first of every month. So no matter when you're listening to this, go ahead and just sign up for it. It's really fun. You could also kind of see a little bit of what I learned from Elizabeth a long time ago about, you know, asking different questions and the way I ask the questions. So it's also a teaching moment. And then while you're on the website, I do have the Create the You brand. So branding you. And it's a program, it's a group coaching that I've already started, but you could still jump into. So I've got the recordings. You haven't missed hardly any, but I'll give you a free coaching session when you sign up for that. We'll just go ahead and get you up and going, but it'll actually help you put together an actual full presentation, bio, and everything will sound just like you. Your websites, I'm reviewing everyone's websites right now. Everything it takes to brand you as an incredible person that you are, that people will just thrive to go to. So thank you, and go to TonyaHoffman.com.